see why she's scared now. She had never been scared before, you say she.
She has never been afraid before?
What if, or use an expression, used to be, you say she.
That she used to be? She has never been scared before?
Uh-huh. What's the opposite of used to be?
Of used to be? Used not to be.
Okay. And someone who leaves money on the table and goes out and doesn't even bother to lock the door, you say he's mighty.
Oh dear, I know it. what's that word? I know exactly what you want, I think, but I cannot think of it. Trustworthy?
Okay. Or you'd say he shouldn't be so. If he just leaves it lying around her, he won't get stealing.
Careless.
Huh?
Careless.
Okay. You say there's nothing really wrong with Aunt Lizzie, but sometimes she acts kind of.
Senile?
Or she acts kind of peculiar. You say she acts a little.
Strange?
What about queer or quar?
Queer. She acts a little queer.
What would that mean?
Strange.
Okay, is that what
peculiar?
Strange means?
Queer?
Mm-hmm.
Well, it depends on how you use it. I mean, you've got to be careful how you use it nowadays.
What would it mean nowadays?
Well, if you call somebody a queer nowadays, it would mean they were a homosexual, wouldn't it?
Has that word always meant that? Has queer always meant homosexual since you were growing up?
Well, I don't really know. If it meant that when I was growing up, I never knew it.
Just in the past few years?
Yeah, in the past few years is really, you know, when I've heard of it, meaning a homosexual.
What would you say about someone that makes up their own mind and then you can't argue with him? He's going to do things his way.
Stubborn. Stubborn.
Okay, so anything else you could say?
Hard-headed.
What about someone that you can't joke with without him losing his temper? Just with any little thing?
Not hard-boiled. oh, gracious.
Say if something had happened to embarrass him, you say, well, you better not tease him about that, because on that subject he's still a little bit...
Not touchy.
Okay.
He's...
Say if he lost his temper, what would you say about him? He got really...
Mad.
And if someone's about to lose their temper, you might tell them, like, just keep...
Keep your temper.
Okay. And you say if you've been working very hard, you'd say you were very
tired.
What else could you say?
Worn out.
And if a person had been well, then suddenly you hear that they've got some disease, you'd say, well, yesterday they were fine, then what's a good day?
Got sick.
And if a person went out in bad weather and came in and was sneezing and everything, you'd say, he went out in the rain and he...
caught a cold.
And if he couldn't talk right, he sounded a little...
Oh, hoarse.
And if you...
cough?
And say if you were taking a trip somewhere and you had a lot of little kids in the car and they kept bugging you, asking you when you were going to get there. Were they there yet? And you say, well, we'll be there.
In a little while.
Okay. Do you ever say by and by or anything like that?
Just joking, you know, just joking with them. I might say.